Greetings once again, true believers, and welcome to what is now the 28th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBean15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Good evening, gentlemen. It's cold out again.
It is. Hello.
Good evening to you as well. That is true.
It was 60 yesterday, and it's like 24 outside right now.
And very windy.
Stupid weather. All right, so we are covering, I guess we're coming in like a lion. Is that how this works?
Yes, yeah. And then out like a lamb.
Yeah.
So, or similarly.
Yeah, March has started. So we're covering the week of March 2nd through March 9th, 2016. Your list of events going on at the moment. Your Deadpool dailies. Today got you a blue Doc Ock. Tomorrow's a red Thor. Friday's red Captain Marvel. Saturday, red Iron Man. Sunday, ding, 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 the winner, green Iron Fist. Monday, green Ragnarok. Tuesday is yellow Kamala Khan with her sweet new cover. And Wednesday is black Quicksilver. What do you got, guys? Who do you like?
Well, Iron Fist is obviously good, but yeah. I'm actually looking forward to Kamala Khan because yes. I finally have her at 166, and this will be the time I will champion her.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, good. That's good. I was going to say, Craig, you've been waiting a couple cycles for the green Iron Fist to fill out your Iron Fist, haven't you?
Oh, no, my Iron Fist has been filled up, but it did take me months and months and months.
To get that last
green
cover?
To get
that green
one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to get any green ones. Like, I had him at 155 for the longest time.
Yeah. You know, as always, some of these are good. I've got some of these guys championed, so I can throw, you know, a Thor in there, an Iron Fist in there. Kamala Khan will be good. Iron Man might be useful. I'm not 100% certain. That's it. Then I still have no love for Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel's neutral.
Yeah, Captain Marvel, Iron Man, and Quicksilver, I just can't bring myself to try and dedicate the ISO to champion.
Yeah.
I did actually, I recruited Ragnarok earlier this week. So.
What?
Yeah.
Outrage.
I had okay. The hero points. Okay. But, so I'll be able to use his green. I doubt I'm going to level him, but I don't know. Either that or just sell both of them. I'm not really sure yet.
Nah, if you got the hero points, get all the characters. Your crash! Boom! Of the Titans. On the 27th was Carnage, which is the first time that I won this event without using a character who could go invisible.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So... hooray for me. It turns out the key was you just let Doc Ock not get green. You saved up all the reds, and then you just kept spamming red over and over and over again until Doc Ock died.
I assume that cool. You have all three of his powers?
Carnage, I do.
Yeah. I didn't even...
Yeah, I don't have any Carnage.
No Carnage at all. I didn't even launch it because I have one black, and that would just be sad.
Yeah, my Carnage is at 421, and he's at level 106.
Not bad.
But
well done.
The symbiote scythes was the key. I could just save up enough red and symbiote scythe them away. So coming up, what I believe is tomorrow, for those who aren't going to be able to listen to this. So tomorrow for us, but maybe today for you, will be The Thing. And then next Tuesday will be Falcon America / Captain Falcon, whatever you prefer.
Right.
Ray should win The Thing easy since he has like, you know, 67 Thing covers.
Or F6. But I did get its clobber in time, so I've got, he's at 132 now.
You only have six?
Yeah.
Wow, I have two, I'm at 232.
See, stop making fun of me.
Oh, man. All right, what do you got? Who's good? Ian, you got things?
I might. You'll have to check with Ray. I don't have my roster in front of me. I don't have my Steam account open. It just, it'll slow down my computer too much. I'm trying to record a podcast here.
Yeah. Well, I'll give that one a go. Falcon America, I've got it 0-2-2, so I'm not sure how well that's going to go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure how well that's going to go, but good luck.
The Thing, what do you have The Thing up to as far as level? I have him maxed out at 131.
90?
You need to drop some ISO there.
No, I can't. Yeah. I've got other things to be doing. I've got three I've got three covers that are dying in my reward section. I got a Doc Ock, a Colossus, and a Magneto, none of whom I have championed yet, that are all dying within the next 9 to 13 days.
Right.
So I should be able to get enough ISO to get one of them. I just haven't picked
which Magneto.
One
yet.
So I pulled it up. It looks like, Ian, you have two covers on each of Sam Wilson and The Thing, so probably not too likely.
Yeah, definitely not a good showing. I think so. I think I have Thing at, like, 101.
You are absolutely
correct.
And Sam
Wilson at like 200 or something like that.
020, yeah.
Okay. 020.
There you go.
That sounds correct. Oh, good old Falcon America.
Yeah.
I bet he's still, I still stand by that when he is up and running, he is absolutely dominant.
Oh, his dive bomb does real sweet damage.
Yeah, in a PvP, I went up against someone who had him nearly fully covered, and yeah, he was devastating.
You said he smoked you like you weren't even there.
I have him at 430, so I don't have his damaging power, the dive bomb.
Right.
But 4-3, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, but without being able to do damage, that's going to make a long match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. It will be all about throwing shields on the screen.
Yeah, I guess. Story events. Oscorp Heroic is up and running at the moment. 20k gets you a green mohawk, 37 for your 25 CP. Your top 10 kids get you a Deadpool X-Force. And 11 through 200 are loads of vision covers. to get ready for vision changes, right? Those are coming soon.
Right. They're happening.
Yeah, they're live.
They're live as of this show.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked at vision at all, so sure.
Right, I understand.
They basically, you know, increased his damage and made the AI a little bit better when the computer uses him. But his damage increase, I didn't think was all that much.
No, it was pretty marginal.
ISO 8 Brotherhood is your next story event. 31.5 for a red vision. 80,000 big points for the 25 CP. Top 10 gets you Melonhead.
Ooh.
And 11 through all the way down to 200 are Black Panther covers.
Oh.
So this is always one of those events, though, where, you know, 80K is the top prize and someone will have 200,000 points somehow. And I won't be able to even finish in the top 200. So we'll see how that goes.
That's too bad. Yeah, I was going to say, Black Panther covers are always acceptable.
Yeah, it's good stuff. PvP events, Most Wanted with Rocket and Groot. Wrapped up, 800 got you a blue Rocket Groot, 1,000 for blue Falcon America, 1,300 for your 25 CP. First place got you the ever-popular Star-Lord, and 2 through 100 got you Bullseyes. So following that up got you Stay on Target.
Oh, good, I can't maneuver.
Stay on Target.
Stay on Target.
We're too close.
Stay on Target.
Loosen up!
Ah! The Bullseye event. 800 gets you a black Bullseye. 1,000 for a purple Star-Lord. 1,300 for the 25 CP. First place is a yellow thing. And 2 through 200 are Vision, which tells you that the next one following up should be Made Man, which is the Vision.
Yes. One, that was by far one of my top three favorite Jack Porkins impressions that I've ever heard in my life. Two.
It's one fat guy in all of Star Wars. Why does his name have to be Porkins?
Because it's extra funny. Two. Short story about Most Wanted. So, on a whim, I had a little bit of time today, and I decided that I would, on my non-Longbox Heroes telephone account, that I would really give Most Wanted a try. I don't know why, but I did. But best finish I've ever had.
Really?
First of all, I was in the best, my phone is, you know, I'm not doing well on my phone. So my slice was weak. But what, cause I was like, I'll just play the first three, get a couple extra, you know, get a standard token and some boosts. And I saw that after my first three, I was in like 14th place and I was like, what? So I decided I would give it, you know, a good hour and a half grind and really push. And, I finished second.
Wow.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was inches away from a glorious Star-Lord cover, but I did end up with three Bullseye covers, 100 hero points, 2 command points, and 5,000 ISO 8.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah, so it was good. It was very satisfying to finish at that level. Makes me want to try harder.
You have
often.
Bullseye, don't you?
I do, but again, not on my phone.
Oh, sure. Can you recruit
him? So, I did. First thing I did was open up a new slot and put a 3 cover Bullseye down.
Yeah, with all powers. Nice.
Yep. That's better. Not better, but, you know, unlike the Bullseye that I do have, which is 505.
Oh, that's just painful.
It's agonizing on that. I'm like, why can't I get one contract killer? Anyway, so that was my exciting news for playing for at least today. I said, I'm going to try a little harder on my phone, and it paid off. So there you go. Anybody else trying the 2 to 3 star transition? Hang in there. It gets better.
All right, so things going on. First thing I like to cover, the new alternate covers for the, what is it, Women of Power, something like that?
Yes.
Are out, and some of them are super nice. Kamala Khan looks not stupid now. So that's right. That's She-Hulk looks sweet and buff. Squirrel Girl's got a crazy, crazy large booty shot with tail. Devil Dino looks pretty sweet.
Just She's to qualify where those commas were, it's not a crazy, crazy large booty.
No, it's a booty shot with a crazy, crazy tail. Yeah.
Right.
Devil Dino's good. She-Thor, super, the one-star Black Widow is super nice. It almost makes me wish I had a one-star Black Widow, and then I came to my senses and said no.
Yeah, can't be that good, but it's cool, I'm sure.
It is cool.
So that was, there are 10, I'm told, in total.
I don't think I've seen one that I disapprove of.
No, they've all been excellent that I've seen. I haven't seen all 10. I can't even identify all 10, but that leaves me wondering, I don't know, is Women of Power a specific comic arc that is going on in the Marvel Universe? Is it actually just a tribute to two powerful women for Women's History Month? Why only 10? Why did we pick the 10 that we picked? And it wasn't we, but, you know, whoever the developers right. are. I would like these questions answered.
Yeah, because community. Sue totally got left out. She didn't change.
Sue got left out. The other, Storm, I don't think got any new covers.
Yeah, Mohawk, yeah, Storm's
the
same.
The other two Black Widows didn't. Mystique got left out. But, I'm sure there were plenty others that I'm not thinking of right now.
Yeah, but Scarlet Witch got new ones. Captain Marvel yes. got her. Captain Marvel 3-star got a new one. I think the 2-star is still the same.
Oh, okay. Good. 3-star needed a new one.
Yeah, the 2-star is the same.
Gamora probably got left out.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm sure somebody can fill us in. So if somebody out there knows, is this a Marvel-type event of some kind that these characters are doing something, which is why they got updates? Or did the folks at D3 just run out of time to get that much cover art done or something?
Right. So tell us more. We're curious.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Exactly.
On a new topic, so last time, as we talked in the new patch teaser, there's the talks about the new character with the tease of, what was it, Vibrations?
Good vibrations, yeah.
So there's a couple thoughts out there. I think we talked a little bit, like it said, we could hope it's Shocker. We could hope that it's Havoc. People in the interwebs are conjecturing that is going to be Daisy from the TV show. What say you?
Also known as Quake.
Also known as Sky.
Yes, I am pro that in as much as it continues to tie the Marvel Universe together, and in my world, it opens up the door for a 5-star Phil Coulson.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see a Coulson's, and I'm down with the TV show, so I'm not bashing that. It's just
nope.
There's other characters I would like to see before her.
Yep, but I think it. Yeah, I know very little about Superpower Daisy. So I mean, we'll wait. I think and it makes sense because am I wrong in thinking that season 3 or season 4 is going to premiere here very soon?
Oh, really?
I think it should be soon because Agent Carter just finished up.
Right. So it should be. I would like to think it would be right on the coattails of that.
Yeah, I would think it would be soon. I haven't not looked at any kind of TV guide or anything, but
right.
I don't know. Is that still a thing?
Probably not. It probably is actually, but I would it's not something I have encountered in many years. So there, yeah, wrapped up in the winter, and then the spring premiere could be any minute now.
Interesting. Well, that'll be cool. Yeah, I agree. I think that wrapping a character in from that show is a fantastic idea. I still don't know about the 5-star Coulson, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Or no, Mockingbird.
If you go to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. webpage, it says it returns on Tuesday.
Tuesday? Oh. Crazy.
So right. The question is, will this character be released on Tuesday? Maybe look ahead.
I don't know.
So yeah, no, that makes sense. I'm on board for that. It'll probably be released not tomorrow, but next Thursday. That I feel like Thursday is the day that things drop. Am I wrong?
To be honest with you, I've never been able to pay attention.
I have no data to back that up.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
things come out and I get excited. I don't really pay attention to what day of the week they happen.
Nope, that's fine. I agree. And I think that lends even more credence to the fact that it might be Quake.
Could be. So, yeah, that's what you got.
You want to go over her powers?
Oh, we could. I've got those.
Tell us more.
All right, so they don't have names yet, but the post from Cthulhu on the forums says that she has green, yellow, and blue. For 11 green, deals damage and shuffle the board. Could be an earthquake there.
Sure.
The yellow is a passive. Reduce damage from enemy powers that affect the whole team by X down to a minimum of 1. So it's a weird reduction of AoE effects?
Yes.
So that's an odd passive.
I'm pro that. That's awesome.
And then the blue power for 7 blue, select a tile and destroy up to 3 random tiles of that color. Do not generate AP.
Oh.
So that power's,
yeah. Yeah, it seems mad, but there might be more to it that I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I guess, but they're random, so it's very much like Scarlet Witch's
Hex
power.
Bolt.
Yeah. Except that you get to pick the color you want.
Right.
But it doesn't look like it does damage. I mean, you probably get damage from the tiles destroyed, but that's it. It doesn't say anything about extra damage.
Interesting. Does not. But again, that's always the generic post without any, you know, do they get better with levels? It might start doing damage, you know, at multiple covers. You never know.
Just a teaser, just to give you an idea.
Little wet whistle there. I don't know. You have aftershocks after a quake. What's a pre one? A tremor? Small tremor to get you going?
Sure.
All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Great. Tell me what our Fantastico listeners have said this week.
Seriously. Crack up in the mailbox, Ray.
Sure.
Let's feed the animals.
So since we're just talking about the new character, I'm going to start with that. There was a lot of comments about or guesses about who the new character is going to be. AstroMonkey9 says that he was thinking along the lines of Shocker. Bri the Fry Guy, Good Vibrations, he thought maybe the Negasonic Teenage Warhead, which would be fitting with the Deadpool movie. And if you haven't seen that yet, what are you doing? Go see that movie, Ian.
I can't claim that it's going to happen, but I'll try.
Odegorn says that he really hopes that it would be a Black Bolt, but it looks like a 4-star, and Black Bolt would have to be a 5. Jordan from Jersey also, he and his crew, talking with his alliance, think that it might be a Black Bolt. And with this is why I had to include this comment. He said that the thoughts on Good Vibrations clue was that it could be a Black Bolt, and that he should also have a power called Careless Whisper because of his voice destruction. Maybe a third power of Shout, or maybe Hush. You get the idea here. He's going after song titles.
I was
going
to say, I was hoping he was trying to goat Craig into singing some Wham.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working, though.
I don't know that I know any Wham songs outside of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Do they have other songs?
They do. I also do not know them, but...
Man, I mean, if you the only thing I think would be like, you know, voices carry, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure that's where they're going. Go. Wham would be, I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, there you go. We're up to 2 Wham songs.
See, you're on a roll.
Jeff Polier on Facebook said that he thought the Good Vibrations might be along with Sandman because Good Vibrations is a Beach Boy song and you're covered in sand. That's a stretch. But he said his wife...
That's like coming up with something I would say. Come on.
He said that his wife thinks it could be Quake. And as we have already suggested, it's going to be Quake. More than likely. And also...
I would much rather see Shocker, but you know.
And we also had Jayhawk Inc. who... also said that he thought it was going to be Daisy. So, there you go. The consensus at this point is that it is going to be Daisy, a.k.a. Quake, from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the comics. But also wanted to give a shout-out to a new commenter, someone on our website named Chloe.
Using the discuss feature?
Yes. Not a whole lot of people post directly to the website. Mostly it's, you know, Reddit, that sort of thing. So, hi. Welcome. Glad you listen. Also from the last episode, everyone loves Cap. Not a single person came back and said anything negative about Cap. A lot of people don't care for the yellow, but we already went over that last time.
Right. Oh, and to follow up on that, the hello. Thank you for the clarification on stock music and where I can find it and how I can get better in touch with where it comes from. To Chloe.
Nice. There you go.
Yep.
Other comments. I have to mention this because I know... Craig won't know what he's talking about, but Scrognob Gutentag said that the thunder sound effect with the Crash of the Titans while wearing headphones literally made him jump.
No.
So I was very happy with that.
Man.
I spent
our producer is awesome.
A couple other comments that I thought were interesting. Both Bri the Fry Guy and Jason Jones 82 thought that Leonard sounded like Patton Oswalt.
Okay.
So I guess that's a good thing, Leonard.
Yeah, I hope so. I love Patton Oswalt. He's hilarious
he
and
is.
Insightful.
And finally, the last thing that I have was some clarification on legendary tokens. We had a little bit of a discussion about legendary tokens last time and who was going to be available for Classic and who was going to be available for the latest. Is that what it's called? Latest? Classic and latest? I don't remember. But
25 and 20.
Yeah, the 25 and 20 distinction. But, so Brother Fry Guy and Jayhawk Inc. both had comments about it, but I really also wanted to mention Angry Salad, our very own Angry Salad, from Power Alliance, had a very
our cruel and unfair overlord.
As opposed to the
fair. As our fair and even-handed overlord, is Leonard.
He had a very distinct and clear description, which I thought would be good to relay, with the introduction of the Classic versus Latest legendary tokens. It makes it so the three newest 5-stars would be in Latest, and all the others would be in Classic. So when they first came out, Silver Surfer was removed from Latest, and he was the only one that was removed from Latest to make room for the black suit Spider-Man. But Phoenix and Old Man Logan were still available in both. Then with the introduction of Green Goblin, Old Man Logan has been removed from the Latest and is only available in Classic. So when the next 5-star is introduced, Phoenix will only be available in Classic. Right. And then, when we get the 7th 5-star, there will only be 3 5-stars in the latest, but all the other ones will be available in Classic. And what that means is the 10% chance to draw a 5-star in your Classic token gets divided between every 5-star that gets shifted back over to the Classic token. So right. The more 5-stars that come out, the less chance you get for any individual one. So it drops from a 3.33%, you know, 1/3% to a 1 in 4%, or a 1 in 4 chance, 1 in 5 chance, etc. So
Correct. There
you go. That's, if we weren't clear or maybe buggered it up a little bit, there you go. That's I thought was a very good description of how the Classic and Latest tokens work.
Hey, thanks.
Cool.
Yeah. That is all that I believe I have for listener comments.
Okie dokie. Moving on, Ian.
What's that?
You're a guy.
I am a guy.
Tell me about the feature character of the week. Week.
Feature character of the week. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this week we are featuring none other than the recently disputed, hard to pronounce, Dakin Dokken.
The Dream
Son
Warrior.
Of Wolverine, Dream Warrior himself, we'll say, I'll conform and go with Dokken for this particular telling. So I was, because he's not someone who I have invested too much in. I used to be really, really enamored with him when I started the game as a 2-star character. I thought he was fantastic. It turns out I was wrong. And as I've taken some time to grow and develop. But let's talk about 3-star Dakin. He has black, purple, and blue power. His powers are as follows. Let's see. Well, anyway, we'll start with Pheromone Rage. That's his purple power. It is a zero-cost passive power. Let's see. Every time you make a green match, you add a red strike tile to the board. Starts off strength 11, strength 13, strength 15, strength 20, and ends up creating 2 strike tiles, strength 14, at its final level. So we're looking at level maximum, you are creating 2 strength 46 strike tiles every time you make a green match.
Well, it's the same as the 2-star one, right? So it's anytime anybody makes a
Yeah, absolutely. Green match. Whenever anybody, yes. You are correct. And on both accounts, he is definitely part of the lazy 3-star crew.
He's slightly different, though.
Is he?
2-star Pheromone Rage only makes 1 tile at a time, I think.
Even at level 5?
Yeah, I think so. And 3-star makes 2.
Oh, well, there you go. He's... Sold.
I don't think... I could be wrong.
No, I wouldn't know. I'm willing to accept that as absolute fact.
Let me...
Yeah, you are correct in that the 2-star version only ever makes 1.
Okay.
Once you have the 3-star version up to level 5 of Pheromone Rage, he will then make 2.
Right.
I had to just confirm it. I just looked it up. I'm not that smart.
Gotcha.
I'm not either. It's just, I think... I just remember going, oh, they're slightly different.
His black power is another zero-cost passive power. It's called Healing in Heat. All right, so here's how it works. When it heals, he gets 3% of his health every turn. In the rare event that there are less than 9 blue tiles on the board, something called heat kicks in, and instead of healing 3%, he loses 3% of his health. As we go up, we get more 5% healing, then we get an extra tile to avoid heat, then we get 7% healing, and then we get an extra tile to avoid heat. So at maximum, we are healing 476 health per turn and losing 204 health per turn.
Well,
healing
it's,
and heat.
It's 7%, right? You recover 7 or lose 3.
Right.
Right, right. It's always losing 3, and you can get heal up to 7%.
Yeah.
Final power, chemical reaction. It costs 5, a lowly 5 blue AP.
Yeah.
First, he does 230 damage. Then he converts 2 blue tiles to green tiles and converts up to 2 friendly strike tiles to basic tiles, doing 115 per. So as he goes up in levels, his damage goes up to 1, goes up a little bit, converts up to 3 strike tiles, converts up to 4 strike tiles, damage goes up a bit more. Okay, at max level, 730 damage, converting up to, he can convert up to 4 friendly strike tiles, doing 511 damage per. So that's about 2,700 damage total.
Yeah, he kind of loops himself in a weird way.
Yeah.
Blue makes more green. Green gets you the strength tiles.
Yeah.
But if you have too few be blue, then you start taking damage. But, so, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's,
The computer loves to use him.
Oh, my God.
And spam blue at you like there's no tomorrow. They will fire off blue every turn.
Yep.
Because somehow they always seem to have 5 blue AP.
Right. For me, I believe he's a 5-5-3. I don't know. Do you guys use Dokken at all?
I never use him, but I have him championed, and I currently have him at 5-5-3.
Okay.
Interesting. I have him at 5-3-5, and I'm pretty sure that's just because that's the way the covers came, because I don't remember putting any thought into this whatsoever.
Right.
And now looking at it, I'm thinking I should probably change that. That's probably why I'm seeing the heat, the damage take effect more than you.
Oh, right, because
you need more blue tiles.
Right.
Right, exactly. And I'm only getting 5% healing, not the 7% when it even is.
Correct.
I do have enough blue tiles. So, interesting. But you're looking at 3 chemical reaction. Do I really want to do that? How much? That's a significant drop in damage. You go from a max 2,700 to 1,900. Now, granted, that's only for the strike tiles that you're destroying. I don't know. I might have to give that a try. I do not have him championed, so I can't just move it around willy-nilly.
Right.
Right.
He is one of those characters. He is actually my... I have 2 covers waiting, and just should I champion him? I guess that's my question.
Yeah, like I said, that's a character I think I agree with you that I've never put any thought into, because I just looked at it, and I have my 2-star version at 3-5-5. So
right.
I have one of them at 5-5-3 and one of them at 3-5-5. Again, just because I don't think I ever really paid that much attention.
I need 70,000 ISO to get him champion, and I don't know. I think I'm going to start sinking more ISO into my 4-stars, but I keep saying that, and then sinking more ISO into the 3-stars.
I do too, but I keep getting covers for 3-stars that I don't have championed yet. So I'm like, oh, well, I could just get that one. Like, just that one more. And then right now I've got 3 of them dying, so it's never just one more.
Right. But I've got characters like Hulkbuster. I did just level my thing up as far as he could go. I've got Professor X. I've got all these 4-stars that are just dying to get some ISO from me.
Yeah.
Not to mention my X-Force Wolverine, which is, if I get a cover for him, I have him already maxed. So I'm going to be dumping all my ISO into that character.
Sure.
To get him championed. I mean, it's going to take me 180,000 to get him leveled.
Yeah, I imagine at least that. It'll be worth it,
That's
though.
A lot of ISO.
It'll be super satisfying in the end.
Yeah, true. So, opinions, Dokken or 4-stars? What do you think?
4-stars.
Man,
Dokken is super whelming. Like, he is just so middle of the road for me. He doesn't excite me. He doesn't disappoint me. He is just a nice, balanced, okay dude.
Yeah, I keep telling myself I'm going to start doing 4-stars, but I don't know. I just have this weird compulsion that I want to champion all the 3-stars first, and I don't know why, but that's kind of what I've been doing.
Interesting. I can't say that I am making a decision yet.
Yeah. Rewards of the week. I had a fairly decent week. I got a Fury cover, I got a Thing cover, and then I sadly got a Cho cover. But I did get, a few nice covers this week. What'd you guys get? Anything?
My hot streak has ended. For all this season, I have been playing up to the, you know, our mandatory levels that we have set for PvP. And I've been, you know, cashing in that one recruit token at the end of every PvP event.
Sure.
And for like the first five, they were always 4 stars. And I was like, I can't be stopped. Yeah, I can be stopped. I was mistaken. So, that's it. I know nothing. That the little side story about the three bullseye covers was really the most eventful that I've had recently.
So I'm trying to remember. I should go back to my notes and try and figure out what it was. What was the last PvE event that finished that we weren't, that we're not talking about this week? I'm trying to remember. It was
before
Rocket and Groot.
Or
it must. Yeah, it was the
Hulk and then Rocket and Groot.
Yeah, it was Rocket and Groot. So I've spent an inordinate amount of time on that trying to, and it seemed like the nodes immediately dropped to being worth about 20 points. I just could not get points. So eventually, like with a few hours to go, I'm looking at it, doing the math, and I'm like, oh, well, I can't make it. I can't get the 25 command points. And then I remembered that there are two nodes on the first screen that I hadn't touched.
Oh, yeah.
Except to unlock. So I went back and farmed them for a few hundred more and was able to get the 25 command points from that event.
Oh, wow.
And I was at 18 command points.
Ooh.
So that gave me 2 classic tokens to open, and I ended up getting a Miles, which, that's okay. I don't have very much of him.
Sure.
But I also got a Jean Grey, which I was super excited about.
Yeah, Jean solid.
So I now have her at a solid 2-3-1.
Wow.
And if I'm going to dump any ISO into 4 stars, I'm definitely taking her up to level 131. So
sure.
Very happy with that find.
Yeah,
absolutely. Totally satisfying. Good job on the 25 command points.
Oh, it was painful. But hey, I got a gene, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah, can't argue with that result. Ian, tell me about the podcast networks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you're interested in a podcast network filled with exciting, like-minded shows, you should check out the soon-to-be-named podcast network. You could check us out on soon-to-be-named network. At Tumblr, no, not at, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Yep.
Just Google the soon-to-be-named network, or go to the Puzzle Warriors 3 homepage and follow the convenient and appropriately placed links put there by our 5-star producer. Some shows you'll get to enjoy: the Prodigal Sons podcast, starring yours truly and my 3 other co-hosts, where we talk about a variety of subjects. It's really hard to pin it down, but it is a lot of fun. And it is I believe it is the standalone R-rated show on the network. You could check out the live YouTube hangout, the Fresher and Parlance show, where Fresher and Parlance talk about news and events of the week and other fun things. You could check out our comic book-themed podcast, The Long Box Heroes, where Leonard and Todd talk about comic books. They also have a show called Long Box Heroes After Dark, where they explore topics that were not relevant to comic books and they didn't have time to do on their primary show. Well, on their first show. I don't want to suggest that the other show is somehow a lesser or throwaway show. It's just different material.
Wait, they're going to tell you about the secret menu choices at Cinnabon.
They probably will. If they have those, that'd be amazing. Lastly, certainly not leastly, we have the Podvocacy. Starring Jason and Dave, where they talk about pop culture and TV-type interests. Off the network, we have 2 other top-secret shows in the works. If you are... I think it's soon to be released. There will be an exciting new Star Trek-themed podcast. And currently in circulation, there is... if you're looking for something a little more serious, there is a atheist and secular-themed podcast known as Profane Arguments that is available on the internet as well. Check it out on iTunes or on the Reddit. That's all I got.
Okie dokie, Smokey. I think that's all we got for everybody this week. That's what I got anyway. So you can check us out at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Any comments, please leave it on the Discuss feature. You can find the shows on Reddit, and you can leave comments there as well, or you can send us emails from the Contact Us section of our website. Grab the podcast there, grab it on iTunes, grab it on Stitcher, grab it on Podomatic. Grab it anywhere you can grab it. Just grab it.
Grab it and take it.
Is this podcast good in life? Is this one of the things that's good in life? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Ah, very good. But as always, we want to hear from you. We love to hear from you. If you got something, if you just want to shout at us and tell us we're a bunch of morons, that's cool too. Leave us some comments.
It's not as cool.
Well, no, it's not as cool as if you want to participate in a positive way, but hey, not everybody can like us.
Sure.
If you feel like throwing us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner. If you buy something through that link, you can give us a little love. And Ray has a new potential thing. Ray, tell me more.
So I've introduced a link on the homepage to patreon.com. It is it's entitled Become a Patron. So if you want to support the podcast, this is a new way to do so. It's a platform that's used by creative people like musicians and podcasters. Imagine that. It allows you to, instead of like giving a one-time or monthly donation, to actually sponsor work per item that we post. So if you sign up to give a donation, you can give like a dollar every time there's a new podcast release. You can also cap your donations per month, so that if we release more podcasts than you expect in a month, you don't end up giving more than what you intend. So like, as you can just sign up for a dollar per podcast and then limit it to a dollar per month, or, you know, whatever you want to do. As ever, any support that you want to give us is greatly appreciated. This money is just to offset the cost of bandwidth, website, and server space. If you can't afford to support the podcast with a donation, it's completely understandable, and please feel no guilt in enjoying the podcast without supporting it. We just appreciate listeners. But there you go. That's what I have, and if anybody wants to use it, feel free. There are a few rewards that we came up with that if you want to donate some money, they're fairly amusing. We will mention you on the podcast. We will even allow, what are we doing for a one-time guest spot on the show?
Yeah.
Guest spots are available. Naming show segments in honor of the donor is also available. Right. We're also open to suggestions. To be quite honest, we're very fluid when it comes to this sort of nonsense.
Exactly. So it's just another option. Again, it's just to offset the cost of stuff. I'm not saying that without the support we won't do it. We probably will, as long as we have a little bit of money.
All right. So yeah, chime in if you hate our rewards and you would want to see some other reward you're willing to chip in for. As Ian said, give us a shout. We're flexible. We just want to hear from people. But that's all I got for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, everyone, that eyewear always makes the best disguise. Good night.
Goodbye, good night, friends.